It's got out of balance again, you see. And we don't have the voting machines. Now, we've had a voting precinct at the White House. Voting precinct was established in 1905. And we've held elections there since 1905, up to last November. And I doubt very seriously that there will be another election held at the White House. I think that it'll be passed out by next year and done away with. Probably only two. The White House and only district will probably, the voting precincts will be consolidated either at Nunley or Coble on account of voting machines. See, we never used a voting machine down at this district down here at our voting precinct. And I've helped hold elections. I voted the day I was 21 years old with my first vote in the primary. In October the 1st of 1921, I voted my first vote. And I voted every election since then. Down through the years, I voted for Mr. Nick was running for county court clerk, and we had a Democrat primary at that time. We had the primaries and then the general elections. And you'd always hold the primary in the odd year, you see, and then the general elections in the even year. So he come back in the forest and the hills and hunted me and my buddy up and asked us to vote for him, and I'd never met him. And I told him, I said, well, I'll be 21 years old election day. Will I be eligible to vote? He said, yes, you'll be eligible to vote. I said, well, I'll go vote for you. And I did. And I voted for the man that day. I was elected in the court in 42. He died in the later part of October 42. I went to the court and voted to elect his wife to continue on. And she stayed in the court for 48, I believe it was, as a county court clerk. And I reckon that was about as good a record on things. I voted for him for 21 years. I voted for him at day I was 21 years old, and I voted for him for every year after that. As long as he was in the election or until he passed on. He passed on in October of 1942, and then we had court. We had our first call session the 14th day of November of 1942 to elect somebody to take his place, and we elected his wife to finish that term. And also then she was running and served on, I believe, about either 46 or 48 before she quit the office there. So that's Sarah Ron in the election terms there. And naturally, we hate to see the voting precinct pass on. It's been established here for about 68 years. And that's just one of them things, though, that this time's changing. It's taken away, and the people, like I say, they've moved away from here. They've died out, and they're gone. And you got to follow along with these changes as they come up. The younger generation's coming along. This things are moving so fast now that the older generations is pretty hard to see how they're going to keep up with it. I don't know. It does to me. It looks like they're moving mighty fast. To see what I've seen happen here in my time of the 72 years and a half, or as long as I've been here, there's been some very drastic changes. For this area in here, when I grew up as a boy, 12, 15, on up, the forest here was of fine forest in here. Down through the years as I worked, I've helped cut and work this timber, some of the finest timber that grew in the country. It grew in this area right in here. But the mills, they kept coming, kept going, and they worked it out. They hauled it out. And I got my share of it. I hip cut it. I hip haul it. I've hauled it as far away as Jackson, Tennessee, with truck, into Nashville. And hauled it and loaded on the cars at Waving, McEwen, and Nunland all the way around. I've worked in this area in here. I followed, kept a truck here and operated a truck about 10 years, hauling livestock to Nashville and other places and timber. And that's what I use as a livelihood, my livelihood was from trucking here for 4 or 5 years when I was trying to build this home here. When we established and building this, it was expensive. We lost everything we had.